For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. What a great reflection for us this morning, especially since at the end of Mass we have a chance to adore our Holy Eucharist, our Lord present in the Holy Eucharist, the true treasure of our hearts. It's so easy for us to be distracted and to place our trust, place our confidence into worldly and material things that are passing, as the scripture says, that will pass away, that the moths and the thieves destroy. We do have this almost a built-in desire for security, for safety, for stability. And if we're not fully grounded in Jesus Christ and our faith in Him, it's so easy for us to place that trust and allow that desire for stability to be placed in other things that will be passing away. And when we do that, then we turn into defenders of our stuff. And we stop seeing other people as objects that are worthy of my love, but they become enemies who might be taking my stuff. The scriptures are inviting us this morning to surrender that and to really allow the Lord to be our stability, to be our everything, our foundation, the true treasure of our heart. The Eucharist, God's presence among us. We have an opportunity at the end of Mass to silently adore Him, the true treasure of our hearts. Let us ask Him for that grace to make it so.